Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Guest Thursday, and this is part two with Denny and Allie Weinberg out of Santa Rosa Valley in Ventura, California. You guys, how far are you guys from Hollywood?
75 miles or something.
Okay.
They don't look very excited about that part. Hollywood. I think they like their rolling hillsides and their avocado farm much more than Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah.
True.
So we, last time we were talking about, what happened with, God said, here, I've got, you've been considering, what do we do next, while we're together? God says, two people call you about your house, talked about next steps. We discussed a little bit about fear, about even taking next steps. But as we're willing to take next steps, and particularly as we look at this one, then we'll talk a little bit about Denny's career moves, is that so you're in talking to people that have an interest in your house. As you look at the next step, what are you investigating with these people? How are you approaching it that, well, the next step is we're going to talk to these people. How are you approaching that next step so that you don't go past that next step and go too far with it? So how are you viewing, let's just talk to some people. How are you viewing that?
Well, what we decided together was that we would invite a couple people over to, especially this one couple that we'd been discussing that have been pursuing us, and talk about pricing and talk about where we are in the market and things like that. And then, from there, God will keep directing us what the next step is after that. But we feel like taking a look at our home, taking a look at our, obviously, our agriculture here and our neighborhood, and then that'll be the next step. Because if the price isn't even in our ballpark, we'll know that that's a no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because we've lived here 23 years now. And, we modernized our home. And so, we look at it that way, like the orchard's doing great. Our house is great. So what is it worth? Sort of gets down to that because it's a big step for us.
Yep. Yep. You have a beautiful home, by the way. And, the picture in the background that we, see, Linda and I have the exact same picture.
Oh, funny.
We have the exact same painting. It's really
Is that in your living room?
It is, yeah.
Last time I was there, I thought, isn't that the same painting that day? And so there was all kinds of cameras and lights.
That's it.
That's awesome.
And that's funny. So as you're go ahead. Yeah.
That must be fine.
It must be. Maybe we're all supposed to live in Italy. What the heck? as you take a next step, is that okay? People are you're going to talk to them. You have some thoughts about it. But even now, you're not even sure what it means. I just need to get these people who have an interest. Let's talk to them. And your next step is to say, Father, show us what we can receive as truth from that next step. We're not even fully sure what that means. Pricing is kind of a big deal, but you're open. I know you guys, you're open to however God wants to tell you something, right?
That's right.
Well, I'm trying to be there. Because, what I've done in preparation for this in my mind, and I haven't finished all of this, is what have we really put into this property over the last, 20 years?
You mean, Denny, you're building a model?
I'm building a model.
I almost
Got my, I need a model.
It needs a model, yeah.
But you know, we've got this home, we've got the farm, we've got two beautiful rentals on the property that are fully rented right now, and we've put a lot of money into it. So I do think, for me, there is a fear, because what popped in my head was there's a fear that somebody says the house is worth everything that would be needed to retreat, you know, to recover for all that. Now we've lived here for almost 25 years, in, you know, and it's been a wonderful life. So I don't know how you put a value on that, but I do have this sense that one of my next steps is to figure out, well, what would the number need to be? What would the conditions need to be for us to exit, having recovered everything we put into it?
We also talked about in the Caribbean about a model, a financial model, because Rich, we talked to you about, you know, farmers get, you know, hopefully Newsom wouldn't watch this, but farmers get really good tax breaks. And not everybody in California gets a good tax break. So that's something we have to consider, along with, you know, the cost of living here minus, you know, in proportion to what somebody would be willing to pay for it and what it would cost us to leave.
Yeah, live.
It's the point. If we left here and bought it and continued to live in California in some way, it's sort of one answer. If we were going to leave California and move to a more like civilized place, it'd probably be a different kind of an answer on what's, because our cost to live, the cost to live here without a lot of the protections of being farmers and renters and all that have is just absurd. And, you know, this step up on property taxes, you know, our top property tax rates are based on what they were at the time we purchased. And so, and that makes you want to say, well, don't step too far. We don't have to decide today whether we would leave California or not. That's a big, very, very big, complicated decision for us.
Yeah.
But it's kind of part of the formula.
Yeah. So what you're saying, and this is what we're trying to help people understand, is that you're in an ask, seek, and knock mode. And the seeking is just, well, let's get some information. And you've said two pieces of information that you're pursuing. One is, well, what's your overall financial model just for you alone? Just what does it look like? You got to get some information about that. And then what's the value of the house really? And none of that tells you an answer at all, really. It's just going to be a, okay, that's interesting. Based upon that, what we find out, God will say, I'll let you know what the next step will be. Don't try to project out what you think it's going to be. Just get the information. And by the way, he guides us, and this is out of Psalm 25, he guides you into all truth, that you just be a receiver of truth. And don't be afraid of it, and you know, just get it. You know, so it's kind of cool. That you're willing to take that step, and you're going to talk to people, you know, that God said, here I have them for you to talk to. And I guess the question to you is, are you feeling that there's an interesting excitement about just the process without knowing the answer? Is it like, ooh, this is going to be difficult? What's your sense about all that?
I think it's exciting because look at what he's doing in Denny's business life.
Yeah.
You know, and then what he's doing in our life here in our home. And then, you know, we have six grandchildren right here in the area. So we're watching them grow up and we know a little bit more about how we want to participate in their lives. So he's got the whole, you know, everything worked out. Mm-hmm. We're just asking him, which we know he'll give us a good answer, what's next for us, because a lot of things are changing.
Yeah.
You know, career, our home life, you know, maybe possibly downsizing, as we talked to you and Linda about, and just, I'm not afraid. I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, it just popped into my head as you were talking there, but the Spirit's speaking to me. And the word I just got was rely on Allison through this, because she just shared something that's really, it's different than what I'm experiencing right now. And it's surprising to me. She's experiencing excitement and about what God's going to reveal, I'm still stuck in a little bit of fear. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we're not always at this place on the question of where, you know, how big should our life be and all that. Our roles were maybe a little bit more reversed. But the answer to that, God just says, is, well, lean on your wife right now. Mm. And I like.
Mm. That's cool.
Yeah, that is cool. And as you, you know, another thing I know you've been processing is, you know, Denny's transition. And you don't have to get into all the detailed names of it, Denny, but describe, you know, kind of what you started a few years ago, and then God calling you to exit that role as the founder CEO. Just walk through that a little bit, and then where are you today? What steps is God asking you to take now on that?
Yeah, so I'm about 5 years into the creation of what's turned out to be a very successful, very large company, and we're affiliated. We were financed by a Fortune 50 company. So it's one of these unusual things, a startup inside a gigantic public company. Great team that we're part of pulling this together. I was really deeply involved in the startup, and so a lot of personal energy went into that.
And by the way, let me say one thing about it, is that the reason Denny was brought to that point is because of his career in the field. And Denny, as opposed to a lot of people that they were trying to look at, would be considered one of the premier experts in the business, both knowledge-wise, but the ability to start up and develop a business. So they recognize that in Denny, which is why, hey, could you please come and do this? So you started it. Think about a startup, you know, 5 years ago. So take it from there, Denny, of you know, where what you wound up as CEO, and just, you know, tell everybody the magnitude of it, and then where are you now with it?
Yeah, this is a business that's grown to over $500 million in revenues yeah. annually in 5 years. It's an industry that has about 110 competitors. We're among the top 10 right now. And you know, we've been in the market for 3 years. The first 2 years was really development.
By the way, that's overwhelming beyond, you know, possibility. Like, and obviously, you know, that God gave you favor, but it's remarkable.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. But I had a sense in the last couple of years that my life, that God was calling me, really, I think God was calling me to a different season.
Yeah.
And I think this and what we just talked about with our home and what our personal life is about and what Allie and I really see as our mission in the next stage of life, all of that was pressing in on me. And so I started telling the board a couple of years ago that I'm going to rotate out. Let's do this in a super organized way. They were ultimately real supportive of how I wanted to do it and over what time frame, and even my choice of a successor who I was able to develop internally over 2 years. That handoff has all occurred. It happened mid last year, and so I'm really in sort of the trickle down influence phase, which is the hardest phase. It's like, how do I really let go, and how am I
delegating?
Yeah. So I don't have any day-to-day responsibilities of any consequence. I'm still on the board of the company. I'm an advisor to the parent, but I'm really in the process of detaching completely. And so how I make sure that the value that, you know, that I have rights to in my share of the company, that I don't lose those in the process of separating. And so there's a lot of anxiety about how to do that correctly, because there's a big financial stake here that, you know, if you do this wrong, you can end up having created a lot of value for everybody except yourself. So yeah. I'm caught in some of that, and I'm caught up in the very, very final stages of completely letting go. But I just feel so called that's what this was all about. I've been straight with the company all along. They're reasonably straight with me coming back, you know, but I just have to finish that well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And as you lay that out, what do you see as your next steps to move that forward about value? which is why, you know, God had you do it, as well as enjoy the work. And then being able to truly transition to a different phase of life with you, you and Allie. What do you feel is the next steps of those questions?
Yeah, so immediate next steps are, that are underway right now is that there's a current valuation of the company taking place. There is a negotiation that, that will follow that immediately. Once that's done, where I can talk about the mechanics of my separation and my holdings. Mm-hmm. And assuming, and that'll be a negotiation of some sort. And I think I've just got to trust that process. I'm anxious about that process and whether there will be you know, an appropriate reception on the other side about liquidation rights once I'm no longer actively involved at all. Right. I don't have a bunch of options suddenly expire because I'm not active. These things can all happen. I've seen it happen before. Mm-hmm. And so I have a negotiation that I've just got to be very well prepared for. And I want to be received as somebody who's being honest and fair and not somebody who's manipulative. And there is a fear on their side that of me and this process for some reason. I got to say that I'm a little nervous about will they be fair and equitable on my side. So I think there's a piece that I'm looking for next so I can enter into that negotiation, you know, unemotionally.
How are you prepare? What will you do to prepare for that when you get to that negotiation? Do you have an outside help, or are you just things you can process yourself? Or
not yet. I'm waiting till this valuation is done, but I probably do need somebody on the outside to help me through that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not. This is not in my. This is not in my basket of great skills.
Yeah.
And I think Richie asked a really good question about the two of us.
Yeah.
And how we've always seen this next phase of life, is, especially in ministry, is that we do it together.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've always admired that you and Linda have always been united. And ever since we took Unity, which was 20 years ago, you know, that's just been kind of our personal marriage mission. And, you know, in church and at home with retreats, that's really what we'd like to spend more time on. And, you know, Denny's been so busy. And then, you know, we're very busy grandparents. We're going to all these games and we got two grandparents for the day, for the weekend. Our kids, right. Our kids are at this stage, our grown kids. It's like, can you watch these kids for a while?
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. Legacy, right?
Yeah.
That's important.
That is part of our ministry.
Yeah.
As ministry, it is.
You know, we're Mimi and Papa. So that to us is so important. And they're all at four critical ages. So it's super fun.
Yeah.
But that's to be able so to do wonderful. It together, it is great. And Denny's never really had the time until the last year. I mean, he's always spent time, don't get me wrong.
No, no.
But concentrated. Mm. Wonderful, so that he's relaxed in it and having fun with them.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And as you consider that next phase, at this point, your step is just start processing what that looks like together. Because it is going to be different. And Denny's, you're both used to a certain paradigm with Denny's, you know, work. And as that changes, well, how do we redefine that? And it's not, you know, we can think it's really easy, but it really is not, because it's all unknown. But it's based upon things that are important to you, and then you got to process it and take step at a time. So that'll be, to me, as I look at the, you know, things you're facing, I'm excited about that, it'll be fun for you to receive definition, and then start to live it out. And the cool thing is that we get to be part of that, because we love being able to spend time together, and we're gonna. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
We teach each other, you know, and show each other.
Yep. Yep. Uh-oh. I got Linda. Linda's telling me something. What?
Okay. If Denny has his shoes ready, I have to go back to the dry cleaners and get Peter's shoes at noon and bring them back here.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
See you. Come back as fast as you can.
Who are you talking to?
Denny and Allie. we're all on TV. So you're on TV now as usual. Thank you, Linda. Appreciate it.
Why didn't you?
We We all love Linda.
Yeah.
That's cool.
See you later. They say hi.
Oh, funny.
Lucy Ricardo. I get to live with Lucy Ricardo.
You do.
Yeah. I know that Denny also has to go. So we're just so grateful again. It's we just love having you on. We'll keep having you on the story. And then we're going to have Denny on as a regular on our End Times Israel update monthly. Mm-hmm. So we'll just keep up to date and have you back in a couple months and then just find out, okay, what steps did you take? What happened? That's the fun of God's will. So, Father, we pray blessing over Denny and Allie. Yes. Thank you that they have hearts. The thing I've always loved is they're so real, so authentic, and there's no worry about the truth and really even their own struggles with that. And so we just pray that we'll all receive that. It's a privilege to live with authenticity with you, knowing that you're going to guide and lead, which you do like you did even this morning with her Denny. And so we praise you for that and thank you. And may you bless them and bless their steps in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It is an absolute delight to watch your journey with God and what he's doing in and through you both. So thank you. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We look forward to seeing you next time. Have a great day.
Yep. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.